Okay, Random Radio episode
6 now.
Here. Got Snooty Waiter here.
And Fried Fry.
Took a little
time.
Little leave of leave of absence there. Like
a little bit.
2 weeks with no episode. We did do episode 5.
Just do we even have hosting for the episodes yet?
Yeah, man.
We do?
Yeah, they're hosted, they're up. Randomradio.ca. Go check it out. Go register in our forums. Or we'll come and we'll decapitate you.
Or castrate you.
Yeah, I'm going to castrate you with my karate chop of doom.
With a pop can.
Yeah. So, guys, we really, really want you to go register in the forums. We're doing things to make the forums better.
Yeah.
We just got avatars available. Doesn't sound like much, but...
Okay. Yeah.
We've got...
We need some topics from you guys.
We need topics for the shows, too, yes.
And we would appreciate if they're at least semi-serious.
Yeah, rather than John's, like...
Requests.
Butterface and hot ones. Such and such.
Yeah.
Don't really understand what he means.
I think he's talking about the girls.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
We got a good episode for you. We got topics here. We planned it out
before we started.
We've been planning the topics for like 4 hours, Will, haven't we?
Yes.
No, we've been planning.
All those four.
Well, you know, we've taken a good half hour to plan here.
Yeah.
In advance.
Kind of surfing the net, playing some WoW.
Yeah.
Can lead us to our first topic.
Yeah, it's gonna be my first topic.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft totally owns me, man. I used to play it maybe 6 months ago, and...
Your membership ran out.
My membership ran out, and I'm like, whatever, I'm only level 17, it's a paladin, it kind of sucks.
Oh, whatever.
Might as well not renew it. And then recently, about a week ago, I got a game card with 2 months of play. And
that's
I'm already level 18. I'm like,
how long did it take that?
Like 4 days. It's been less than a week, and I'm level 18. Maybe not too impressive to some of you guys, but it took me like a month to get to level 17 on my old character. But I did mostly exploring and stuff then, right?
Yeah.
Before. So...
What's the next big holiday? Christmas?
Next big holiday? Thanksgiving.
No, like, you have a long period of time, like at least a week.
Oh, like time off?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Because I'm...
Going back to school in a week.
That's kind of, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
I still have all my stuff in my locker from last year that I didn't take off.
You opened them, eh?
My lock's still on there. I checked today. My lock's still on.
Yeah, but they have the code.
I don't know what it is. I can't get it off. I bought a new lock today. I'm going to get them to cut it at the start of school.
Nice. But I took mine off and I took all my stuff in it.
Yeah.
Anyways, World of Warcraft, I want to play with you guys. Okay, like, if you guys want to do some questing or something in World of Warcraft, the server I'm on, or the realm I'm on, is Bloodscalp. Okay, I'm a level 18 dwarf hunter. Really nerdy.
Man.
Even just saying that is like, oh, I'm the biggest nerd ever.
Yeah.
Bloodscalp, my user on there is named Brunix. Brunix. Join up. Or I will kick your balls so far, they will fly out your eye sockets.
I'll be starting to play it in, like, I would say about late October.
Are you going to get on it?
Eventually. Once I get broadband.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, man.
Like, October, November, December, those 3 months, I'll have it up and running.
That's cool. All right. So World of Warcraft, that's awesome.
And does play on your new video card pretty well.
Not too much better than on my old one.
Well, some
games.
A little
bit less lag. Like, Half-Life 2 is amazing on my new video card. Yeah, I got a new video card. it's a NVIDIA 6800. Pretty cool.
You paid like $200 for it used?
I paid $200 for it used. Brand new, it was $384 Canadian.
Yeah. I saw, well, Tiger Direct, they're selling them for in the store, they're selling them for like $395.
Holy crap. So I got like half price on that, and it works fine.
Yeah.
It came with Prince of Persia, but...
He didn't send the Prince of Persia. All right, it's crashed to hell.
I can't even play it. I don't care. It's kind of... That's a pretty cool game, Prince of Persia.
Yeah. So the one where you can stop the time and stuff?
Yeah, you can like rewind time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So, one thing I need to make WoW play a lot better is more RAM. I got 512 now.
Yeah.
I want a gig. I know people...
World of Warcraft is a bit of a RAM whore.
I talk to... Yeah, it is. everyone I talk to is like... gig and a half, 2 gigs.
Yeah.
Of RAM. That'd be cool. Anyways, there was one thing that I've been always pondering for the last year or so, and that I wanted to kind of hit on, was how there's so much sex in commercials.
Or just like, what am I trying to say here?
In the media altogether.
Yeah. Talking about sex or something semi-related to sex.
Yeah, like, you know, suggestive and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm not all against that. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a stalker mom or anything.
Yeah.
Riding against it, but everything. Like, I've seen pasta commercials where they're talking about, like, the husband's not good in bed or something. Not literally, but they're suggesting that. Like, it's so unnecessary.
Especially in the beer commercials, they do it a lot.
Yeah, the beer commercials, it's like... Hey, if you go to a lake with your friends and party,
you'll get laid by a whole bunch of chicks.
The hot girls will be across the lake and they'll be like, oh my god, I want to suck your cock.
And then you meet them again next weekend.
Yeah. Going up next weekend. Fish have nothing to worry about. Yeah. Budweiser.
Yeah. Years.
Anyway. Enough of that.
Yep.
We're gonna kind of copy Squeezy Radio here, because only, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Basically, yeah.
It is.
Or just telling them they totally like pwn.
That's what they say. So recently, Squeezy Radio has been doing a lot of verses.
They started off with Ninjas versus Pirates.
Ninjas versus Pirates.
Who won? Didn't Pirates win?
I don't remember.
I think it was Pirates who won.
I don't know. I think Ninjas should have won.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to do a few verses here. Coke versus Pepsi.
Biggest verses ever.
This one is very, very debated, because I know people that say Coke is way too sugary and stuff. I just find that Pepsi tastes like crap.
Yeah.
Like, I like Coke.
It's drinkable.
Yeah, well, Pepsi is drinkable, yeah. Like, I was over at Ribfest.
Yeah.
Ribfest is this local thing where they have every year where, like,
20
different rib vendors come and just make ribs all weekend.
All day.
Over down at this giant park.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Went to Ribfest, and all they had for sale was Pepsi products.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
It's like that at Pizza Pizza, too.
Yeah, it depends on where you go. Like, some places like Pizza Pizza... And KFC, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
All
the places that are...
Pepsi.
They're Pepsi.
And, like, places like McDonald's and where else?
McDonald's has all Coke products.
Isn't Wendy's all Coke,
Wendy's
too?
Wendy's is also... I've got a little thing of Coke in there, because that was... My supper was Wendy's. Yeah.
My supper was Taco Bell, coincidentally.
The phone's ringing. Hold on. Take it, Will.
Hold on.
Talk about verses.
Yes. It's more mainly we're talking about the Coke versus Pepsi, not like... Are we talking about the Coke versus Pepsi or Coke products versus Pepsi products?
I'd say Coke products.
I mainly enjoy more the Coke products than any other Pepsi
products. I like
products.
Some Pepsi products.
Dr. Pepper.
It's
like the best Pepsi product ever.
Yes. 7-Up is better than Sprite.
Or Mountain Dew. I think Mountain Dew's Pepsi.
Mountain Dew is Pepsi, yes.
Yeah. So,
Barks Root Beer is Coke. Nestea is Coke.
Yes.
And Nestea totally owns any other kind of iced tea.
And Gatorade owns Powerade, even though Powerade is made by Coke.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Except the only thing that owns Nestea is real iced tea.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that?
Yes, actually.
Like, you take a cup of tea, and then you just...
Chill it,
make it cool. That's good.
Well, you know,
so good.
Other than that, you put, like, the lemon in.
Yeah. The lemon and the sugar and the, all that
stuff. You make it genuine, homemade iced tea.
Yep. So are we going to do other verses? Men versus women?
No, that's too vague.
No, it's not.
That's a tough one I'm not going to really hit on.
Okay, Balls versus Red Bull, man.
This is too... Balls... I would say Red Bull...
This is a good discussion, though.
Yes. Red Bull gets you, like, almost
wired.
To, like, a high. Like
not
a wired high.
Like a wired high.
Like
you're
a caffeine
having
high.
A seizure. Like, I remember the first time I had Red Bull. Like, I was... literally shaking.
Yeah.
First time I had Red Bull, I shook. Same happened the first time I had Balls. But after drinking, like, 2 bottles a day of Balls for a week straight...
You kind of get toned down.
You get
used to it.
You build up an immunity to it.
To a point. I get wired off about 4 bottles of Balls.
Yeah. 4 bottles of Balls usually does it. Even 1 bottle of Balls does it for me. Like, sometimes if I have
couple.
An early morning shift, if I'm working at, like, 6 a.m.
It's something to wake you up.
Yeah. Taste, though.
Yeah.
Balls, way better.
Owens.
Way better. Red Bull. Red Bull.
It's
sugary.
It's okay in doses.
In small doses, if you're gonna go to a LAN party, though, you don't want to bring, like...
I would say if you're going to a LAN party...
Cans of Red Bull?
If you want to bring Red Bull to a LAN party, bring one or maybe 2.
Yeah, maybe like 2, and then the rest
balls.
Coke or something like that.
Coke is really good at LAN parties.
You know what I love at LAN parties?
What?
Water.
Yeah, actually.
I brought water to John's.
Yeah.
I had 4 bottles of water and then 2 bottles of Balls. And
it kind of mixed and
I
need
drank,
more caffeine.
Yeah, because eventually, I remember at LANfest, the reason I got tired is because I stopped drinking Balls because I didn't want to have it anymore. I was too, like, grossed out eventually.
Well,
you know,
first...
if you're drinking it for, like, 24 hours straight, you just get grossed out by it. You just want to have water.
I don't know. I didn't have a lot of... Well, I basically drank pop.
Yeah.
At LANfest.
I'm just going to bring, like, a whole shitload of water next time. Is that a case over there?
Yeah.
That's all my water.
Nice.
A case of water just to keep under.
Is that like a 24 pack or
for those
more?
Long wow sessions? Yeah. So.
That's like a 30.
I don't know. I think we should move on here.
Yes.
The verses. We really, really want you guys to visit our website. Okay, it's randomradio.ca. We've got a whole thing set up so you can register on the site.
On the site and. You have to the only problem is you have to register on the site, but you also have to register on the forum.
You don't have to. You can register on either one. You don't have to register on one to be able to register on the other.
Well, you can register on both, but like your one account isn't the same as the one on the site as the, one on the forum.
Yeah, because they're 2 separate things.
Yeah.
They're not all combined and everything like that.
You can put your same password and everything, but...
Yeah, set up the accounts just the same. You're just going to have to log in separate times. But randomradio.ca, there's links to our forums. There's even links to Squizzy Media.
Yeah, I think there's links to Hacker Media as well.
Hacker Media?
.org now.
.org now.
.net.
HackerMedia.net is no longer .org. I found that out today. I just went to check out Hacker Media. And,
well, if you go to hackermedia.net, there's a big thing that says, we're now hackermedia.org, so...
Yep. So, change your links, your bookmarks, or what have you.
To hackermedia.org.
Yeah. We mentioned this at the start of the show, we need you guys to request some topics for the show.
Also, we'd like to, for you guys to request, music so we can play at the start of our show.
Yep.
We did not play music at the start of our show today, but...
Well, I'll probably edit that in. I'll probably edit some kind of song in.
Yeah, well...
What should I play?
See, that's up to you.
We gotta, yeah, you know what? If you guys email us with a song, you know, I'll fire up my...
Well, we'll look at our CDs.
iTunes legally purchasing program. And, go and buy some music for you guys.
Or go find it, go browse through our wide CD collection.
Yes, we have an extensive CD collection.
Mainly a few genres of music, but not a lot, but...
I have a shitload.
You have a crap load.
I have so much.
Range from about...
Dude, you know what I purchased?
What?
was this, I got this.
Down purchase.
I got this thing. It's like an orchestra doing video game songs. Have you heard of this?
No, the video game songs.
They do like Zelda songs and Mario songs and stuff. It's all. You know what? That's our intro song.
Well, let's play that.
That's gonna be our intro song. You know what our intro song is gonna be?
What?
Super Mario. You know this song from the Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Which one?
The Goron Village. With all the drums and the weird noises and stuff.
I think.
The Goron place.
I think so.
That's going to be our intro song. That's a cool
nice.
Song. Done by an orchestra. It's really cool. I'll have to edit that in.
Yeah.
You know what, if I don't edit that in, if there's no intro song, I'm obviously a lazy asshole.
No doubt about that.
Anyway, so yeah, request topics for the show, or music you want us to play, or...
Anything
you want to say, pretty much anything you want, we will say it on the show. We are total fan whores, okay? Email your comments and suggestions to alex.randomradio@gmail.com or will.randomradio@gmail.com.
Either or. Or, do we still have our old one?
Which? Oh, randomradio@hotmail?
Yeah.
It's still up.
Well, if you want to email that as well for, like, doesn't matter, like, you're not trying to send it to a certain person.
Yeah, if you're like, ooh,
who should I send
it to? Yeah, just email it there. But we would prefer it if you just emailed it to one of the
probably,
Gmail ones.
Probably Alex, because I haven't
Gmail.
Really
yeah,
checked.
He doesn't even...
I don't even think I went and checked any of it.
No, I have it set up on my Outlook, so I read
sorry.
Your
what?
I read your email.
Has anybody sent
your Gmail account? That's
Has anybody sent any?
No.
Except for Gmail, like
I've
the first welcome.
I got one email from Izzy at the Alex one.
Nice.
Yeah. By the way, have you listened to episode 25?
No, I just downloaded it like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, they mentioned us again.
Again.
Well no, they kind of mentioned just me. They were just talking about fans and stuff, and they said, like, Alex is the biggest Squizzy fan and stuff.
Because he put up that he was the biggest...
You're right up there, man.
Yeah, I'm, like, number 3.
You know what? I posted a topic in their forums.
Yeah.
Asking if we can be listed under the affiliate section of their site. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because we talk about them a lot, and we're on Hacker Media as well.
Yeah.
And they've talked about us and stuff.
Like in episode 24.
In episode 24, they have
the only thing I don't like about episode 24 is Gene trying to refer me to T-Primex.
Oh, they refer you to T-Primex. Because apparently you have a Canadian accent, man. Apparently we say a boot.
No.
Do we say a boot? I say a boot.
Maybe to them, because the speakers, when we say about, it sounds like a boot.
Maybe we just have a little more of a oot on it.
It could be by like past like I don't know back in my family Newfie or something.
Your family is in Newfies?
I'm like my grandma.
All Irish and stuff.
My
dad
grandma.
Was an American. Hated that. No, I'm joking.
But my grandma's like Newfie, so I'm like a quarter Newfie. So maybe I say a boot instead of about.
I don't care that my dad's American. He's not. He's only like half American because he lived there for his childhood.
Yeah.
He was born in Canada.
Yeah.
I think my dad might eventually discover this. Seriously, because I don't want him stumbling across this kind of You know, because we said some pretty obscene things on the show.
Yeah, my dad was talking to me, like, let me listen. I'm like, I don't know where it is on my computer.
Well, I was at my dad's house this weekend, the whole weekend. I was on his computer, like, surfing our forums and posting and stuff. He looks in the history, it's all there.
That's why you go back and, like, delete it.
I'm too prone to Firefox. I've been using Firefox for, like, 2 years now.
Yeah.
He uses Internet Explorer, man.
Yeah, you just go click the history thing on the top.
There is no history thing.
There should be, in the top bar, this little history thing.
Firefox.
No, there's, like, just in, like, the normal icons at the top, there's one that says history.
No, there's, like, file, edit, view, favorites, and help.
Well, somewhere, like, in the C, my program files, Internet Explorer, history, or something.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be in the Windows?
No, it's in C program files.
No, it wouldn't be in program files, because it's not something you installed after you install Windows.
No, it's Windows. In there.
Not in there, man.
Well, I'm going to check.
Alright. I'll race you to it. My computer's faster.
Well, I'm using my left hand.
Well, I'm using my right hand. So, ha!
I gotta find it now.
I'm not gonna be there, man. Look, mine are...
C program files, Internet Explorer.
What? I don't have it. Oh, shit, I do.
I don't know. I don't think the history thing's in there.
It's
but
not in there. No, history is in, like, some other shit. Anyways, we gotta move on to our next topic here. Music.
Minorly. Yeah.
Kinda, like, a little. Music tastes. Like, what are your tastes in music, William French?
Me? Mainly, I don't know. Like, ranging from, basically, like, punk, rock, metal, and I would say a tad bit of emo.
I noticed you're wearing a Rush t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm wearing no shirt. No, I'm joking.
Actually, he's wearing
I'm a plaid button shirt. This is my good shirt.
Something I would, like, normally wear, but...
Like, touching it. music taste. I think maybe next to Baxter... I have, like, the weirdest taste in music. Dude, yeah. Baxter, I fucking looked on the MSN thing. You know how it shows what you're listening to?
Yeah, he's listening to...
He was listening to Bjork.
He's Bjork.
You know Bjork? She's that, like, Iceland chick.
Whoa, yeah,
he's really weird.
Maybe he listens to Wing.
Yeah, man. Wing is awesome. Wing is this... You guys don't watch South Park? Wing is this little thing that's on South Park.
Yeah, she's some Chinese singer singing ABBA.
Dancing Queen!
She literally sounded... She had, like, the highest accent pitch or whatever you want to call it. It's, like, a Chinese accent with a high pitch.
Yeah.
And singing ABBA is hilarious.
Anyways, I have some cool music tastes. Like, I can really, really get into, like, Katamari Damacy music.
If I had it, I would listen to it. I just don't have a lot on my computer.
Like, okay, let's bring up iTunes here. I gotta show you some of my playlists. Under catchy songs, I think the first song is Lowrider by War.
That song's awesome. They don't have much songs here.
Lowrider. And then, like, the next song is, you know, Paranoia by 180. You know Paranoia, the DDR song?
Yeah.
Quite a popular DDR song. Why isn't iTunes opening? Being very homosexual.
Talking about DDR...
Oh, look at that. We can record. It's just set at the bottom there. Recording time left 26 hours.
Yeah, we can record like a
day. Maybe we should make a random radio that's 26 hours long.
I don't think anybody wants to listen to it.
So here's my thing here. Lowrider by War, the Tetris Techno Remix, Paranoia, Take On Me by A-ha. Do you know that song?
No.
It's an old 80s hit, man. I love 80s music.
Yeah, you're like...
Winston T by Bantu. It's another DDR song. The Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. That's a cool song. Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit about that?
No.
With Christopher Walken. Oh, shit, that was funny. I gotta find that.
Why do you have that song there?
What? What, Hollow Batgirl?
Yeah.
She's catchy, man. And then I got some gorillas. I have fucking Frank Sinatra, man. And then I have Elton John, man. Don't laugh. It's awesome. And then I have the Montage song. That's a cool song.
Montage.
Yeah, man. Okay, so, tell me if you can hear this, because I don't know.
I can't hear it.
You can't?
Well, no, I can.
Can? I can't hear it.
I can hear it.
Damn you. Okay, well, anyways, I got some messed up. I have Magical Trevor by Weevil.
You have The Used.
I have The Used. See? I go from Frank Sinatra...
to emo.
To emo.
Some emo isn't too bad.
That's the only... These, like, two songs... Excuse me. I had chili earlier. These two songs, The Taste of Ink and Bury Myself Alive by The Used, are the only two emo songs I like. If you consider Muse to be emo... which it is most definitely not. Okay? Muse? I don't know if you guys know about Muse. I heard Muse... I saw one of their videos on Much More Music, like...
How long ago?
2 years ago. And I absolutely loved it. So, like, later that day, I went and bought their CD.
Before we knew about downloading music.
No, I've been downloading music since I was, like...
5 years ago. Since Kaz came out.
Kaz is... shit. Well, out for like 4 years.
Well, that's years. Well. Napster started first.
Napster was like 98-ish.
Yeah, I used to download songs from Napster dial-up.
I never ever used Napster. Right when I got a computer, my dad bought us that old Celeron thing.
Which is that a folding right now?
It's not folding right now, but it's folding sometimes. It's got Fedora Core on.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do with my dad's old Dell.
Yeah. What is that, like a 433?
433, yeah.
Nice. That's a 900. Anyway, so we played shit, what was I talking about? Yeah, this was the first computer we got.
Yeah.
Old 900 megahertz. Just a few years ago. Not bad. 900 megahertz.
Lots of not the best for gaming, but...
It played 1.6.
Yeah.
You know.
It played its times games pretty well.
Oh, shit. You know what? I should sell this on the show, man.
I will buy that off you once I get my money, hopefully, if you haven't sold it by then.
For what?
My dad's computer, all he's running off is like an MX-4000 integrated.
Oh my god, those suck. Okay, so...
That's... I offered 40.
For that?
Yeah, or something.
I'll take 40.
Well, so you can sell it, just I don't... It doesn't matter if you sell it yet.
I'll sell it to you for 40. We're just discussing a trade here with my FX5500. It's my old video card.
I have the same video card, just...
Play Half-Life 2 on medium, man.
Yeah, I have the same video card, just the next step up.
Well,
the 256.
It's the same thing, except...
More memory.
More memory, yeah.
It's just a little step up. A
little step up. Plays Doom 3, is a little bit...
Yeah, but... Yeah.
This thing? Doom 3 on ultra settings.
No lag. I saw that, and... every time I take a step, you have to wait a second for the lag.
On ultra settings?
On ultra settings.
That plays Doom 3 on ultra settings, no lag at all.
That's awesome.
The only time when I have lag is when I'm opening doors, because it has to, load the new environment. And I think that's because my processor is bottlenecking it.
Also, aren't you folding while you're playing these games?
Yep.
That's...
I fold when I fold... every second that my computer's on, I'm folding.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
See... With my computer, I only get major lag on some games if I'm, burning a CD.
Speaking of which, sorry to interrupt you there, we haven't talked about folding.
Yeah, we should talk about folding.
You guys should join up on the overclockersclub.com.
Forums?
Just overclockersclub.com. And then,
go to the folding at home and download the... Well, you can read some information on it. If you go to the forums if you don't really understand.
Yeah.
Some of them will... help you try to understand what it means.
It's for a good cause. It's for, cancer research and disease research and stuff like that. And it just uses your...
Internet connection.
more your processor.
Yeah. Just get the client.
Get the client. Install it. The client runs on...
Or any operating system,
I think.
No,
it's
I...
like, probably 3.1.
No, it runs on... any mainstream operating system.
Speaking of which, they got Linux and Windows 95 working on the PSP, man.
They have Windows 95 on PSP.
Windows 95. You can't do shit, really. You can use... You can, like...
Can you use the calculator?
Open up, yes. You can use Paint.
Nice.
But besides that, mostly, mostly blue screens of death.
I love that. The old
man,
Windows...
Man, seeing a blue screen of death that was...
It brings back memories.
Blue screen of death. You know what? I didn't grow up with computers.
See,
I've only been into computers for, like, 3 years.
I've been into computers since, like, I was, like, 4.
Yeah, but you started, like, really getting into computers.
I was always into computers. I just had a shitty computer at the time.
Yeah, and then you just got your Uber rig. Semi-Uber rig.
Yeah, and then, well, I kind of laid off it, went to the consoles. I still play the computers.
Yeah. I've been...
Like,
with
StarCraft.
I remember playing StarCraft over across the street at this guy's house named Tom, and he was like 3 years older than me. I'd play StarCraft with him, and that was fun, man, way back in the day.
Yeah.
How far are we into this? We're already half an hour in.
It feels like 15 minutes.
It does. We've just been sitting here and kind of just talking, kind of getting sidetracked. Talking about music.
You need like an Apple N64.
I do.
Your computer, and then yours is like top spine, like...
Anything, man. I would take an Intel.
A P4 isn't too bad.
A P4 would be nice if it was free.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay for
anybody money. Wants to send us, like, an Athlon XP, like, any high-end processors.
Anything, man.
Anybody wants to send us anything.
Okay. snootywaiter@hotmail.com is my PayPal account. Send it on over, man.
Depending on the item, we may pay for shipping.
We may. Unless it's, like, an elephant.
We're not
fucking... Who the hell would send
us an elephant? Some guy, like, Bombay.
Bombay. We don't have... We have, like, 2 fans, man.
Well, we have a couple.
Like, John and Izzy.
John and Izzy. Dawson, I think.
Dawson? Does he listen?
I think so.
I don't know. We're back up now.
So,
we're going to be posting this on Hacker Media, which should get us a very good amount of hits.
Yes.
I'm going to check right away, like tomorrow, the bandwidth, because we have 20 gigs of bandwidth.
And how much are we going to use up in one day?
Apparently we used up 30 gigs of bandwidth before on Drupal.
So we must have had some listeners.
1,800 hits.
See?
In 2 days. But, there's a huge but. I think that might be a mistake.
Yeah. We're hoping it's not.
We're hoping it's not, because that'd be cool. 1,800 hits, fuck yeah, but...
I don't think there's that many listeners.
Yeah.
I think there might be...
Like,
max, about 20.
iTunes set up to automatically download the recent podcasts on the Hacker Media feed or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the BinRev feed or anything like that, but... I don't listen to them all. You know? I have this PS podcast thing... Where the host is, kind of, it's okay. I listen to it sometimes, because it fills me in on some news when I'm too busy to go to, you know.
Oh, actually.
PSP updates or whatever.
Like, last time I was listening to, Squizzy.
Yeah.
I was sitting there building my brother's computer desk, so I didn't really have much to do.
Yeah.
I just threw on, like, episode 24, because I didn't listen to it yet. Sat there and laughed my ass off. I screwed up the desk 3 times. I put one leg on backwards and the bottom piece on backwards.
I always pick the worst time to discover a new episode of Squizzy. Do they have their own iTunes feed?
I don't think
Shit,
so.
We have an XML feed, man.
We do.
We do. Let me just go to that. Right on our front page, there's a big XML button. Get the XML. I don't think it's... I don't know how to set it up for... I'm just too retarded. If anyone wants to, like...
Help us out, but...
Send me information on how to set up an XML feed to get it hooked up to iTunes. Because right now, we've just got the Hacker Media feed.
Yeah.
So I think we can get a bit more hits.
I wonder if we're going to get any of that bad weather from, like, tropical depression, per se.
The
hurricane.
Hurricane Katrina that's totally owning New Orleans right now.
Yeah. We're supposed to get some, like a tiny bit of it. It's called, like, a tropical depression or something.
Yeah.
Earlier on today, the weather net, earlier on today, the weather network was apparently, for like all of like
supposed to rain.
Southern Ontario was like severe thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Fuck, we gotta go to Bigamans. I wanna go to Bigamans, man. You wanna come? I have an extra ticket.
Sure.
Alright.
When's this?
Sometime this week, before school. If you're not busy.
Have fun today.
Alright.
Yeah, we got fun.
Friday. We're trying to find a day when it's not, like, raining and shit.
Well, if you go when it's raining, more free tickets.
No, you only get a rain day or a rain check once. So.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to a movie, too. Before summer's over. Which brings us on to our next topic here.
Movies.
Let's talk a bit about movies here, because I'm just a movie buff. I've seen most of the classics.
Most of the
recent classics. I've seen
most of the newer movies.
I can safely say I've seen every movie, every like quasi popular movie that came out since like 2000. Pretty much.
All right.
I remember like about 6 months ago we went to Roger's Video. 'Cause I go to Roger's Video like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fucked up how much I go to Roger's Video and rent movies there.
They know you.
They do. They know me by name. I swear to God. I walk in, and Ryan is there, and he goes, "Hey, Alex, how's it going?" And the other guy's going, "Hey, Alex, how's it going?" The girl's going, "Hey, Alex, how's it going?" Everyone knows me there. I'm there every day, pretty much.
That's kind of crazy.
Sad. So... Plus, I rent a lot of games there.
What?
I rent a lot of games there, too.
Yeah.
So we asked how much money we spent there on the account.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was, like, since like, 93 or whenever when we opened the account there, we spent, like... Oh, shit. It was enough to get me through college, I can tell you that much. Okay, we can...
Like 30 grand?
A lot. Not 30 grand, but like 9 grand or something. It was a lot of money that we spent there.
Yeah.
We rented like...
I remember when they used to rent like...
2,000 movies or something.
N64 games.
They used to rent N64 Super Nintendo games, and they used to rent Game Boy Advance games. You remember?
Yeah,
that?
Nobody does that anymore.
Nobody does that.
Oh.
Microplay runs PSP games.
I think Rogers and Blockbuster do as well.
Yeah, the Rogers up on Stone Road does. And I don't know if any Blockbuster does, but they probably do.
Yeah.
I refuse to go to Blockbuster. I absolutely despise them. Seriously, I don't go to Blockbuster. I just hate them with a passion.
I know.
There is one Rogers Video that I go to. It's the only place I rent movies. That's the only place I will rent movies.
As long as you live here.
Period. Yeah. As long as Ryan and Dan are working there, I have to go there. I cannot go anywhere else. And Colleen. Ryan, Dan, and Colleen. And,
the other guy.
No, the girl.
Other girl.
I don't remember her name. She's hot. She was.
Talking about the... Game Boy Advance. I was playing my brother's Game Boy Advance SP yesterday.
Yeah.
I was in my room. I had a full room.
Dude, that was like fucking the guy from Home Alone. Oh, man. You know Buzz, the older brother? Get out of my room. Okay, go on. Sorry.
I was in my room, right?
Yeah.
My dad is like downstairs. He didn't have any... Nothing was on in the house, really.
Yeah.
Like nothing sound. I had the game up full blast. My dad could hear from my living room.
Yeah.
They have an amazing sound system in it for some reason.
Nice. So movies, we're all just fucking crazy about movies.
Yep.
I like comedies. I've read every comedy in Roger's Video. Every single one. And there's like a lot. There's like 600 comedy movies.
No wonder you spent like $9,000.
Yeah. Let's see, college movies. Movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always get a scholarship. You can't get a movie scholarship.
Yeah, I can count on a scholarship.
They might never get it.
Yeah.
I need a scholarship for baseball.
I'm gonna get a scholarship for computers, man.
That could happen, but I... Josh Miller.
Oh, fuck.
I think we've talked about Josh Miller.
We probably have.
The
Mac guy?
The Mac guy.
Who's obviously...
His mother card and his video board.
Yeah, man. He had the sweetest mother card ever. And he had a GPA slot on his video board, man. Yeah, GPA, man.
What do you think that stood for?
Rather than AGP. He makes it up, said GPA. Like, my graphics, processor,
my AGP Express.
No, he said it was like a graphics processor accelerator. Instead of accelerated graphics port.
That seems very funny.
It is. It's kind of pity him.
Pity.
Now he's like all on the football team and he's all a jock and fuck him. Bag my groceries, bitch.
He is going to become a grocery bagger.
Yeah, pretty much. Like...
Bag my groceries.
I have absolutely nothing. I'm going to just totally... You know what? I better not.
What?
I was going to just totally steal a Maddox line there, but... I can't. Because I totally just bow down to Maddox. He said that, you know, he doesn't hate jocks at all. He really, really likes them because he loves the way that they bag his groceries and pump his gas. And that's totally, totally true. Because the guys who think that they're going to, you know, Justin Hollis?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play on the NHL.
Yeah, I'm going to play on the NHL. Well, you know,
I'm going to fill all my courses and play on the NHL.
Yeah, he's going to... You know, there's a lot of kids that play hockey, but he...
I think he's got his highest grade, other than gym. Mm-hmm. I think his highest grade was under 60%.
My highest grade was like an 83, because...
Highest grade
this
was...
This whole year sucked.
If anybody knows me, I can't spell worse shit.
No, you can't.
I got an 89 in English.
I fucking hate you, man. I got an 83, and I was owning that course, man.
I did it... I basically slept and didn't do my homework.
I hate you.
And I got 89.
I hate you. I'm gonna poison you in your So, computer preferences.
Yeah, going back to school.
Next topic.
Going back, well, it's still touching on the going back to school.
Back to
have freaking history first period. 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, fuck.
That's gonna
suck, man. They always get the shittiest courses right in the morning.
I know. I had English right in the morning.
I had, dude, in my last year, I had,
We had science together first.
Tech and gym. Science, that was wicked. That was an awesome class. You know why? I fucking tortured the teacher.
She was such a bitch.
She was so horrible. Like, I would come in, like, 30 seconds late for class. Hey, Alex, why are you late? Sorry, I just forgot my shoes in my locker. Yeah, that's no excuse. Next time, don't be late. Yeah? Oh shit, did you have Miss Jones? You did,
no.
Man? Oh my god. She was fun.
Miss Jones is a short
t-shirt. She told me 2 weeks before the end of school, she said, you don't have 60% of your assignments aren't handed in, so I'm going to have to fail you. She said, from what I've got, you get a 20% in this class. So I'm like, oh shit, I really gotta do this. So I started doing all my projects and stuff, and I did enough to pass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, fuck it. And I didn't hand them in. Okay. So I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll fail it. I'll just do it next year. It's religion. Who gives a darn? And
she didn't fail you.
And I got a 73, man.
How the hell?
I have no clue. In the last week of school, I was, like, kissing her ass like crazy, man.
I
didn't really want to fail, you know?
I didn't want to fail. With my religion teacher, he was a dick.
Oh, yeah, Mr.
Ort.
Mr. Orton?
Yeah, Mr. Ort.
You know, man. I would be like, you have a great day now, Miss Jones. She's like, okay, Alan. And I walk out, I'd be like, you fucking midget.
Yo, but...
Miss Jones is about... 4 plus 5.
Well, I think you told me I was going to fail, like...
390 pounds.
I just told me I was going to fail, like, a month before your class was over. I'm like,
did
oh,
you?
No, I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
So I may start doing my homework for once. I didn't, I think I've done, I over the course, I was like, I don't know, probably like 50 projects or so.
Yeah.
50 homework assignments, I did about 5.
Dude, I would go on the...
I my final, like, culminating assignment, I handed in 2 days late.
Nice.
And
because I was failing, I
basically slept during the cold class and I got 61.
Wait, shit, I remember hearing, fuck, I remember hearing a story about you sleeping in class once.
In geography class.
First semester, right?
Yeah, it was geography. I fell asleep. I don't know, it was, I think I pulled them all night that night.
Yeah.
My teacher ends up finding me asleep 45 minutes after I fell asleep.
How do you get away with that for 45 minutes, man?
I don't know.
You get away with that for like 30 seconds, and then the teacher comes and yells at me, man.
I don't know, the teacher's just good teachers,
you
know?
Were you in the bathroom?
No, I was in my desk. I think it's because like, I was behind Dakota King. He's like 6-something. He's really
he's
tall.
Weird. I don't get him.
He's such an emo child.
He is, man. No, but he just does whatever's popular.
Yeah.
I remember one time he signed into MSN, and his email had something to do with, like, Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
And now, if you go and check his...
It's something about The Used.
Yeah, it's The Used, Taste of Ink, which is a good song. But still, make up your mind. Not to say that he should
I
be confined
play Halo.
To one... not to say that he should be confined to one genre, because...
But stick with something.
Yeah. You know what I don't get?
What?
I think this is going to be our last topic before we do Website of the Day and wrap it up, because we're on, like, 45 minutes here.
It's been a pretty good episode, actually.
It has been. We've got...
Better than crappy episode 4.
Episode 4 sucked balls, man.
Yes.
We've got stuff to talk about. This is great.
I don't know. It wasn't a very long time of planning, but a little bit of planning does a lot.
It does, rather than, okay, let's plan while we're recording it, you know?
Yeah.
So, here's my last topic. Why is it that every kid, not every kid.
Most
kids, if you ask them, are you a nonconformist? They say, yeah, I'm a nonconformist. You know? So,
and you go conform with the rest of them.
So every kid is a nonconformist. So,
you all conform
it
together.
Is a fad to be a nonconformist.
So they conform to be a nonconformist.
That is the biggest oxymoron of all time, man. Like,
other than the school, I don't really... like to conform with a lot of things.
And you know what? Either way, you're fucked here. Because I consider myself a nonconformist.
To a point.
I don't know any other quote-unquote nonconformists. Listen to Katamari Damacy. And, you know, Frank Sinatra.
I don't...
But if I say, hey, I'm a nonconformist, everyone's like, oh yeah, everyone says you're a nonconformist. Everyone says they're a nonconformist.
I don't go around blabbing that I'm a nonconformist or something.
Yeah, I used to, man. Like in grade 8. A little emo child there. Then I'm like, nah, fuck that. Computers all the way.
Yay.
See,
the only thing I really have to conform to is because our school is a Catholic school. I'm not saying anything bad about it, but we have to wear uniforms.
That kind of sucks. But you know what? At the same time, that's kind of beating down the whole quote-unquote nonconformity.
Yeah.
Side.
Yeah, and actually,
yeah. Totally sweeping the nation. And you know what? Trey Parker and Matt Stone are total geniuses.
The goth kids.
Hold on, I gotta move my mic closer because I'm noticing that I'm not really showing up too much.
It's the goth kids on South Park.
I hope I wasn't quiet through this entire episode.
I think it's because his microphone's not really close to his mouth.
Is it not? Oh, shit. Okay, well,
it's just falling down. You need some more duct tape.
Yeah. Well, okay, greatest episode of all time, totally filled with content and you can't hear me through it. That would suck.
Well, it's like me.
Because you're showing up like crazy.
I'm a loud
child.
I'm
kind of not...
There you go.
Anyways. So, Trey Parker and Matt Stone put it perfectly, man. You know, the goth kids, they said, alright, to be a nonconformist, all you have to do is dress the way we do and listen to the same music we do.
Well, that's the, or no, the one when they, when Stan goes to look for, dance people, Phil to be in his dance crew.
No. That's the one where Wendy dumps him?
No, I'm talking about the one other one, because they're all like, oh, I'm a nonconformist, so I'm not going to dance with you. And all of them say, except for the last one, he's like, I'm such a nonconformist, I'm not going to conform with you, and I'm going to go be in the dance.
Yeah.
I'm like, we just got goth served.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our final topic for today. Website of the day is flashflashrevolution.com.
If you've heard about us talk about Stepmania every once in a while, it's basically that, but in a flash.
Yeah, it's like Dance Dance Revolution, except it's like a flash game. And it's pretty cool because you can create an account on there, and every time you go and play, you rack up points.
Yeah.
And you can use those points to buy new songs.
Yeah.
So
it actually,
it's like an actual,
it has a point
game
to it.
Yeah, you can,
a big point.
You can do stuff. And you can unlock songs and stuff like in the original Dance Dance Revolution, unlike in Stepmania.
I wish you could do it with Stepmania.
You can.
Like, have it.
Like, so you can unlock songs?
Yeah.
You can. John told me you can. I think you can.
Really?
Yeah, ask him later or something.
I think he's going to Next Land tomorrow, so.
I don't know. I might go.
Anyway,
I think that's cool, so that would be cool.
No, you can go for, like,
I'll just push someone in the pool at, like, 1 a.m.
You can go, like, Dan's going from 4 to 10, so.
Yeah, I might just go, like,
to help.
Wait, 4 to 10, like,
4
p.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
I might do that.
Because we're just trying to plan Next Land Fest, which, if
I'll
any
be right
of you
back.
Are
you
around,
just go ahead and talk.
If any of you are around,
I gotta pee.
Around the GTA area-ish, it's this land party in Guelph. We've already talked about it. The link to the site is www.landfestguelph.com. If you're interested in it, just go look, go on the forums, talk around, well, register the forums, you can get some information there. Alright. And I think we're going to just about wrap it up. Soon enough, I just wait for Alex to get back from the washroom. And well, I'm going to go look through his miscellaneous music files to see if we have any music we can play at the end. I think we should play the montage shot. I'll talk to him about that once he gets back. Sorry for everybody for rambling on and on and on. Trying to save parts while waiting for Alex. Who has hollered that girl on their iTunes list? I think we should play the montage song as our ending song.
That would be good.
Is that okay?
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, the montage song. Were you just talking about that?
If any of you haven't seen Team America Rule of
Police... Hold on, I want to rewind and see this lull.
It
can't rewind. Okay.
It's an awesome movie.
Team America is a good movie. That's our movie of the day.
Yeah, our movie of the day.
And what's the song of the day? Montage.
Montage.
Yeah.
Montage.
Montage is a cool song. We'll play that. Montage by Trey Parker, Matt Stone of the...
off the Team America World Police album.
Official soundtrack and such. This has been Random Radio, episode number 6.
6, yeah.
6.
Say 6 10 times fast.
The beat.
And then wonder what it says.
6666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666
This is Fred Fry.
This is Snooty Waiter.
Good riddance to all you.
Yeah, and go register in the fucking forum.
Or be owned.
By my kitty. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
later.